The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I want to talk a little bit about a story. You might have seen it. It was in the Sunday Times at the weekend, and it talked about Polish immigrants or people from Poland who had made their lives here, but Polish nationals nonetheless, who over the last few years have been leaving Ireland in ever greater numbers. And we want to understand to what extent this is happening, if it was just a COVID blip, if it's something of a trend, and if it is a trend, why is it happening? And with me on the line is Lukasz Kozlowski, who lived in Ireland from 2004 until last year, so 17 years in total. Lukasz, you're very welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you. If you don't mind me asking, why did you move to Poland?
Why did you move to Poland? Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
I moved to Poland because of three reasons. The first was the weather. We couldn't manage Irish weather for as long as we could. The second reason, actually, that was the main reason. My father has a leukemia. So we want to stay together and closer. Maybe we had a son, so we wish to have him together. Like, we live in 13 kilometers from each other, so he can see his grandson quite often. And another reason was the house. My wife said, we are over 40 years old, so it's time to have something, our place to stay, not for rent, nothing for renting. So that's where we decide we're going back to Poland and we're going to buy a house.
Ah, okay. Well, there's nothing we really can do about the weather, but I think the other reason is perfectly understandable, and particularly the second reason, and your dad's illness and wanting to be close. Everybody will have empathy with that. Are there things you've missed about Ireland since you've been gone?
Oh, yeah, I miss Ireland a lot. And to be honest, if my wife will agree, I'm ready to pack my bags and go back to Poland, to Ireland ASAP.
Okay, well, the difficulty, though, I suppose, might be the third reason you gave, which is affordability of housing. Was that something that kind of loomed large for ye for a long time, that it was unlikely you might be able to buy a house outright here in Ireland?
Yes, I heard that the prices are highly increased now in loads of different locations. But there was the same situation was when I was in Ireland, because I was working on my own. My wife didn't work. We have three children, so someone has to manage that. But I had a good job, and my salary was quite okay. But I couldn't get a mortgage for the house. I was just surprised when the lady in the bank told me that I will not be able to pay mortgage. Why it surprised me? Because I paid €700 for rent, and my mortgage would be around 500, 550. So, you know, that was surprising, but there's nothing what we can do. There's no time for discussion with the bank, yeah? So that was the problem. But here in Poland, I got my mortgage just based on the Irish payment, Irish salary. That's why I couldn't get it. Because on the other side, I couldn't get it on the Polish salary.
It's interesting. And I suppose it makes sense when people stop and think about it. If we accept the narrative that Irish people, would say Irish born and bred, are leaving Ireland because of issues like housing, it would make sense that people who have moved to Ireland and made their home here might move the other direction, given the unaffordability of housing. With us as well, Lukasz, is Anna Sochanska, who is the Polish ambassador to Ireland. Ambassador, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kieran. Thank you for having me.
Is this something that you've heard about? I mean, is this talked about within the big Polish community here? And I know you'd be in touch with them an awful lot. Is there much talk about numbers moving back to Poland?
As you can imagine, as the Polish ambassador to Ireland, I travel a lot. According to the latest census, we have like 120,000 Polish people. And actually, this is the data that we can rely on. If you ask me if there are many people living in Ireland, I would say, I don't know. I can also rely only on my conversations with the Polish diaspora. I would say that, for example, principals of the Polish Saturday schools are a very good source of information, because some of them are telling me that many students did not come back after the summer break. Other principals say that they have a full class of students. So it's really difficult to say. We will see after the result of the census. But if I may just to follow up on what Lukasz said, my impression is that you have kind of two categories of Polish people living in Ireland. First category would be people like Łukasz. Łukasz was forced kind of to leave Ireland because of his father, but people who kind of grown their roots into Irish soil, and they have children at school, and they are kind of established families. And there are younger people, like in their 20s, 30s, who came to Ireland just to earn some money and to go back home. So my impression is that the first category would be the category of people who would not so likely like to go back.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, yeah, because they're, as you say, kind of they've settled here, and
exactly.
Kids are in school, mm-hmm. and their kids are Irish, you know, for all intents and purposes, sure. And things like that. But to what extent do you hear mutterings about cost of living and affordability, though, and housing, the issue that Lukas as well, one of the reasons he moved home?
Mm-hmm. I hear about it a lot. You know, Ireland was always perceived as one of the most expensive countries, but kind of this was balanced by high pay and by a stable economy. And now this difference is not so evident. People cannot afford, as Łukasz said, mortgage. If they rent a flat, they are not sure if they will not receive an email from the owner, that landlord, that they will have to leave in a couple of weeks. So this is not stable, and this is, I think, the most important problem for the Polish people.
As well, is there less of a disparity than maybe existed when Poland was kind of an accession state, as we call it? There was markedly more money to be made in Ireland. I'm struck when you look at the economic difference, it's not as stark as it once was.
Yeah, absolutely. The difference is not that extreme as it used to be. Of course, we are still catching up, but Poland used all the EU funds in an extremely good way. The economy is booming. So also our government introduced a program called, Coming Back Home. So with many incentives for young people who live abroad to come back, because we need to fill the gap after, so many people left in 2004, 2005, 2006.
What does Ireland lose by not providing, it loses individual people, but I mean, in a broader sense, what do we lose out on by not having that stable housing system that would mean more the Polish community and others, wherever they might be from, would stay here and would be happier to stay?
I think Ireland could lose hard-working, responsible people who integrate very well, not only into the Irish economy, but also in the Irish society.
I wonder what your assessment is of one of the narratives that emerged not long after the borders opened up and Polish people moved to Ireland in great numbers, which was actually a reflection. People thought, Polish people, they're actually quite like Irish people.
Yes, of course. Yeah, we have this, Catholic background. I'm not referring here to the fact if somebody is, a Catholic going to church every Sunday.
No, cultural Catholic.
Catholic. Yeah. Yes. You are very similar.
Yeah, and I wonder, was there kind of elements of kind of the economy and an agrarian background and all of that? I think there was a kind of an overlap as well.
I think so. And also
enjoyed a pint, maybe of an
singing,
evening,
dancing. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
same sense of humor even.
I mean, Lukas, is that something you'll miss as well?
Oh, I do. I do a lot. Yeah, I love Irish people. And to be honest, I'm looking now for work for Irish company in Poland, because I like to cooperate still with Irish people, because, you're very nice people. And that's the one main thing I'm missing now.
It strikes
me. Very similar anyway.
Yeah.
Very similar anyway. Our nations are very similar. So.
It strikes me as well, Anna, that the world is not as big as it once was. And we all know people, and I know people, engineers, who went and worked on the roads in Poland 10 years ago when the economy here, drove off a cliff, as it were. And Lukas, a good example, working for an Irish company in Poland. I mean, because of that European Union membership as well, there are all of those links now. That means that there is much more traffic, continual traffic over and back. It's no longer a case of having to completely uproot and pick one country over another.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. I think it's great because we are members of one big European family, and the fact that we can travel and we can work, in fact, wherever we want, it's a great opportunity.
It's disappointing, says Mike, to hear that some Polish people are leaving. They're great people and hard-working people. Somebody else says, we rely on our Polish neighbours for a huge part of our workforce, as the ambassador just said. 120,000 of our fellow countrymen and women here. We will really notice the difference if many of them decide to leave because it is too dear. I mean, with figures like that, and I know, as and I appreciate what you said, Ambassador, that we, you know, we don't know until the census comes out what those numbers are like, but there is kind of anecdotal evidence, and Lukasz is in that category of people leaving. And it's a poor reflection on the housing situation here that people would have to leave, and there will be a knock-on economic impact of labourers leaving the labour market.
And there is another thing. It's not only about the Polish people, because as far as I know, you know, you have this housing problem, and it's also problematic for the Irish people. So we are no exception in this case.
One listener here says, I'm an Irish person. They've gone the other way. I live in Warsaw, and the difference in the cost of living is significant. And this was before the recent inflation. Whenever I came back to Ireland, I was always horrified by what you can get for €50 or approximately 200 zloty. Am I saying that right? In Poland, I will be returning home soon, which I'm excited about. But I think the main challenge for people like me in Poland is the language barrier. As much as I try, tough language to learn. I love Poland, though, and I love the Polish people. So a ringing endorsement, if not of the language, of everything else, or maybe this person's language skills. I suffer on that front as well, Anna, so I won't hold them. I won't be too critical of them. Anna Sochanska is the Polish ambassador to Ireland, and Lukasz Kozłowski is, as he said, he's a Polish national. He lived here for 17 years. Returned home last year, but Lukasz, I get the sense we will be seeing you in Ireland, maybe not as regularly as we did previously, but certainly as soon as possible. All right. Well, listen, safe traveling when the time comes, Lukasz, and thank you both very much for joining me here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.